I hear you.
Look, day one, obvious question. Some of these guys would have been on the ice with the Canadians, but a lot of these players you haven't seen since last March, I guess. Yeah. How do they look? And what's your immediate mandate now over the next 2 weeks? Knowing you can have scrimmages, but not exhibition games.
Yeah. So Herb, just so we're clear, a lot of the players that were at the Montreal Canadiens, we haven't stopped. I'm not going to lie to you. We've been skating. We had a couple of days off when we switched from the Complex Bell to the Bell Center. So we've been going pretty hard with the player. Today, the 22nd, we're joining the junior player, the guy that had to do quarantine, and it will be like this for the next week. We had four player adding today. We have six tomorrow. We have three more in a week. So we've been going with a group for a while, since training camp, since we've been playing the game against the Montreal Canadiens, and we've been going really hard. We've been pushing that group. We had 12 forward, four defensemen, three goalies, and now we're adding younger player as we go along. So my job is, it's kind of complicated. It's a lot of fun. It's a great challenge, but it's pretty simple. It's to make sure everybody gets what they need out of where they are in their career. And this is a great challenge. So you're looking at a guy like Xavier Ouellette, that's like been in the NHL, was in the NHL last year. And you're looking at a guy like Gouley, that's just coming out of the World Junior. So they're not at the same place in their career, but I got to make sure that I'm working with both of them and I find solution for both of them to be challenged. So if they get pushed to ask more, either one of them can deliver. So it's the same thing for the forward. You get Belzil and you get Ellis. I'm not going to be pushing them the same way. I'm going to teach them the fundamental. Alex already knows a lot. So it's a lot of, you know, work from the coaching staff. We have 30 some player, which is unusual to manage a team, but we're positive about it. We think it's a great opportunity for us to get better and to use all the time we can on the ice with player. Cause I said it, and I'll say it again, Herb, give me ice and board and the puck. Yeah. It's my job to work them, to develop them. This is my mandate as a coach in the American League. Other league could be different a little bit, although there's similarity. But in this league, is to make sure I'm developed. I work with all the guys I got.
Thank you. Just a quick second question. Of course, the schedule came out today, but it's devoid of Canadian teams. And now there's this talk that Belleville and Toronto are on hold because of public health in Ontario. You could conceivably be playing the Manitoba Moose over and over again. I know you've said, give me one team. I'm happy to just play one team. But does this change anything in your mind, this indecision?
Well, I've been in the NHL for 2 years as a coach, and I was there as a player. February 5th is in 10 years from now for us. This is the way it works. We can work on a power play one day and three guys will be gone the next day. Mm-hmm. So things change very quick and you can't think too far ahead. The great news is we have time. Today's January 22nd. We're skating with the guy. We're slowly, and don't kid yourself, it's going to take time to work with those young guys to get them up to speed. I'm not sure what they did in March, since March back home, a lot of them. And they had a quarantine. So we need some time to work with them. So obviously the Canadian division is not out, but that doesn't mean we're not playing on February 5th. That doesn't mean we're only going to play Manitoba. Right now, everybody's working together at the AHL, NHL level to do the best we can to help every NHL team to get as much workload as they can for their American League player and make sure they have guys to call up. So I know it kind of looked like, well, what's going on? There's a lot of question. You got to understand there's building availability. There's a lot of things that needs to be overlooked. I'm working with Carl Gagnon every day. I'm trying to, you know, work an NHL team with an AHL team in the same building. And there will be another AHL team when we play. So there's a lot of logistics. So a lot of the Canadian team are going to play in their same building like we do. So I think we just got to give people time to work things out. But I'm very confident it will start on February 5th.
Thank you, Herb. The next question goes to Amy Johnson, the AHL Report. Amy, you're up.
Thanks, Joel. Great to see you. And thanks for doing this. My question for you really is, you know, you talked about how, sure, it's going to be a challenging season. It's an unprecedented season for hockey across the board. Just talk a little bit about your challenge from a coaching standpoint this year. There's usually a lot of roster turnover in the AHL to begin with call-ups and so forth, but add the component of the taxi squad in there and the younger players that you're also bringing in. And what are the biggest challenges for you just as you were talking about expanding on addressing each player at a different point in their career in a way that best suits their needs and their development?
Well, let's be honest here. Our challenge is nothing compared to some what people have to live and go through. Cause I have friends in the medical field right now. And those are real challenge. We're doing hockey, but Amy, to respond to your question, if you ask me, number one, I will say numbers. Cause to carry that many players, for two reasons. First one, you carry over 33 players. This is unrealistic for hockey club. And what happened is the practice. You cannot practice with 33 players on the ice. It's too much. It kills the vibe. It kills the pace. And you cannot get the workload you can. And the ice will become bad really quick. So you have to understand, some people might say, well, yeah, but what happened when you play a game? You have like 40 players. Well, they're only five at a time. And, you know, they're redoing the ice. So our challenge is to make sure, and we already have a plan, but to manage numbers. So the workload in practice is good. So are we going to have two practices? Yeah, we should a few times because we're going to work on some stuff with some player that might be younger and older. Are we going to mix them up? Yes, we will, because we want everybody to live the experience and the challenge. But this is the difference between maybe a normal AHL season. We have 24, 25. You can manage that in practice. And sometimes I have 16 players at practice. That's the reality. But the numbers right now, and that could change very quick. Maybe in a week from now, I'll say, you know what? We're down to 23 for X, Y reason. I don't wish on anybody, but the reality is that there could be injury or situation. So we're just going to take it day by day. But the biggest challenge is to find the ice time and the workload to make sure that, you know, we give every player what they need. And right now we have players that are coming from behind, meaning that they haven't been on the ice for a while. So we're going to slow them down a little bit and work with them and bring them with the group that's been skating. Because obviously, for all the reason that, you know, they're not at the right same place right now. Mm-hmm. This is obvious that, you know, guys have been in quarantine for 7 to 10 days and, you know, are not at the same place as guys that have been skating for 3 weeks.
Just a quick follow-up with that. Today, even though you said that, of course, the guys have been working hard ever since training camp with the Canadians and so forth, but today was the first official day for Laval's training camp. What were your overall impressions of what you saw today?
Well, we give a day off to everybody the day before because we were going quite hard. So today it was a mindset of getting to play NHL speed as much as we can. You know, if you don't have a chance to play, my job with Stefano and Simon Deguerre is to always work together. They're in charge of our player performance platform that we have here. It's to make sure that we keep that pace way up. So even if it's the first day of training camp, a lot of them have skate a lot. So they have to practice at an NHL pace right now. Because if Claude need a guy, I don't want to hear that a guy is not fit or he's not ready to play at that pace. And if you guys watch NHL like I do, it's quite fast. So I cannot be, with the player in a way that we're working on slowing down and taking our time because we have February 5th is the starting date. We have some time. I got to keep that pace way up. So you asked me about Thursday. It was all about pace. It was an hour. And then we went with the new player that joined us today on the ice. That was a slower pace just to get them acclimated. There was 7 days in a hotel room. You got to give them a chance. It wouldn't be fair to the young guys to put them with a group that's been skating for 3 weeks full go.
Thank you, Amy. Last question. Jared Book, you're up.
Hi, Joel. Just two quick questions. First question, Jake Evans has a lot of up and downs since you started working for him in the AHL. It's only about a year ago where you had a conversation where he's going to be a healthy scratch. Can you talk a little bit about his development? How do you feel seeing him, you know, go to the postseason, make his NHL debut, and now have a significant role with the Canadians?
See, I love it because you see his up and down.
I just see as up for him, to be honest. I don't feel he had any down. He had adversity, like every player will. And when Jake came out of college, a 7-round pick, was hit his first rookie game with the Habs, left on a stretcher, and then he went up from there. And the reason why he went up, he was all ears on everything we told him. I mean, I was hard on him, probably harder than anybody else, because I saw such a potential, but I also saw in a partnership with him on changing his style of play. So you look at Jake Evans right now, and you look at Jake Evans when he first came with us, his pace. And when I talk about pace, I mean his engagement into the game, his pop, the way he would jump was way low. And I mean, for that, it was tough for me at the beginning to put him too much on the ice, and it was a work in progress. But I like the sense. I like his vision. I like the way he processed the game. But his biggest thing is he accepted to change. You're talking about Jake Evans in college. You're talking about a guy that was a quarterback on the off wall, on the power play, that was always an offensive situation, didn't play much PK or wasn't. And then we told him, you want to play in NHL, you're not going to play on the first power play. You're going to have to play 200-foot game. You're going to have to be hard. You're going to have to work on your shot. Shot wasn't good enough. We're going to have to work. And it was a long list. And a lot of kids could go two ways. And this is very important. If there's a kid watching right now at home, when a coach gives you all the lists you need to improve, you can go, oh, well, I'm good enough. He doesn't know. Or he can say, you know what? Let's get better. And that's what he did. And I tip my hat to Jake, because there was never, I'm not sure that, that's not my style. That's not how I want to play. It was always, you're right, coach, I got to be better. And that's why I was able to push him and give him lesson left and right on and off the ice. But Jake was always all ears. There was never complaining. And when you say that guys become pro and all of a sudden they have success, and you know what? They weren't big name. They weren't big draft pick. Jake Evans is exactly that. But he's never a complaint. Never, never, never. Even when we had discussion about his game, he would always say, you're right, coach, it's not good enough. I got to be better. So he transformed. I mean, I've not seen a player transform that much to become like the way he's coming. And he's not done yet. I mean, I've still talked to him, and he's got to keep going because he's going to hear it. So this is a great story for the organization, but it's all Jake Evans. He holds the stick, and he's the one that bought in. That's the difference. He bought into what we were telling him.
Perfect. And you mentioned this a little bit in French, but obviously you work with a lot of the prospects in development camp. Obviously that didn't happen this year. There's a lot of guys who, you know, are you're going to see for the first time. How do you balance what you would normally do at a development camp and what you're doing with an AHL training camp and get ready for a season?
Well, this is the challenge. The numbers, like I said, we have guys that are junior player. We have guys that played in the NHL last year in the bubble. This is a big gap. But I got to make sure that I'm still helping the junior guys that are, you know, part of our organization and we like, and we want to give them the best chance to succeed. They didn't get a chance to play a lot, those kids. They were home since March last year. But then I got to make sure that the guys that are knocking, and like you talk about a guy like Laurent Dauphin, when he first came with us and when the last game we played against Belleville, his game just went to another level, and he got called up after the game. People seem to forget that. So you have a guy like Laurent that was going to play the next day in the NHL because he got called up, and then the game was canceled and he didn't get a chance to play. So you got a guy there that's like want to go back and give himself a chance to play, and you have a junior player. So I have to balance this. I cannot just go about the kids, but I cannot only go about the older guys. So this is where we have a plan, and this has been, that was the talk from the beginning to every player. We had Zoom call at night, all week. We were talking to them, and we told them, we have a plan for all of you. We're asking for good attitude, the buy-in, and understand what we're going through right now. And the guys have been great.